Okay, so general questions. So the first question about the theatre scene is, what are the motives driving performance creators in Singapore? Do you think they are aligned with any social or political milieu?
Performance creators, like other people?
Other people.
Are they aligned with any social or political milieu? I suppose I'm wary of generalizing about other people's motives. I think I can only talk with any degree of confidence about my own. So I don't know if that's interesting. Because my own motives for working in the arts in general have to do, I think, with, it's a complicated intersection of what I am reasonably comfortable doing, what I have skills in, what seems to resonate with the public, and I guess my intellectual interests, the things that I want to explore. So, you know, a long time ago, I was having a conversation with Claire, like actually maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and then she pointed out that maybe one of the things that I do is that I connect the head with the heart, which is that I take some fairly complex concepts and I put them in very personal, human, accessible terms, and I seem to do this across a number of disciplines. So I've kind of like, having had that made clear to me, I now sort of foreground that maybe in my aims and motivations, and I kind of try and remember that in my process, which is to sort of fuse the cerebral and the emotional. I think society can get polarized too much one way or the other. You know, you're either like dry and fact based, or you are without, you know, without rigor or substance, you're too emotional. And I think it's important as human beings that we unite the two. So I think ultimately that's one of my motives as an artist. As to like social or was it social or political milieu? Yes. I mean, I broadly speaking, I guess I would identify myself as a political liberal. In terms of let's say freedoms, sort of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of belief, those kinds of things. Though I suppose, like, if you look at those in terms of my social agenda, I think my views on let's say economic. The economic theories that go along with either left or right thinking, I'm not so identifiably liberal. Like sometimes, I mean, I think some aspects of a welfare state are important, but I also think I'm generally suspicious of sort of government intervention in markets and things like that. So that would, according to a classical thing, make me quite right wing. But in the Singapore context, I think as someone who is not originally from Singapore, even though one parent is from Singapore, I am quite careful, I think, as a point of courtesy, not to involve myself directly in the actual Singaporean political milieu. So I certainly ascribe to principles, which I am not shy about advocating, but in terms of directly being an activist within the Singapore context, that's not something that I have felt is an appropriate role for me.
Okay. Yeah.